Good afternoon, young people.
大家下午好。
How? All right. So good to be with you once again.
很高兴可以又和你们在一起。
Today's study is going to be a very one that I believe that you'll be quite interested in.
今天的题目是我相信你会对这个题目很有兴趣的。
We're going to study about a topic that I believe is very relevant.And normal for us as young people to think about.
而且这个题目是年轻人会想到的，而且跟我们非常的有关。
But it can be very dangerous if we think too much about it.
但是如果想太多的话，可能会很危险。
In fact, it's a topic that consumes a lot of our time and our energy.
是花我们很多时间的一个题目，其实。
It's the number one issue that is dwelt upon by young people.
是年轻人花最多时间的第一题目。
Can anybody guess what the topic is?
有人可以猜到这题目是讲到什么吗
？Relationship
是讲到感情上面的事。
Courtship and marriage
就是追求和婚姻。
What the Bible has to say about this topic that I know that we think about?
圣经对这个我们一直在想的题目是有什么话说
？There have been scores and scores of books that have been written concerning this subject.
很多很多本书也写到关于这个题目。
But I believe that the Word of God, the Bible, gives us the answers to the questions that we need to know about this subject.
但是我相信圣经上帝的话语也可以给我们更好的答案。
Does everyone have a Bible?
所以每个人带他们的圣经来吗
？If you don't have one, you need to go get one.
如果你没有带圣经的话，现在就去拿。
We're going to study the Bible this afternoon.
你这下午我们会研究圣经。
Did you bring your notebooks?
你有拿着你的笔记本来吗
？Something to write with.
有可以写的东西吗
You're going to want to take notes because this is going to have a heavy influence on the rest of our lives.
你会要写下笔记因为这会影响你的一生
So as we begin this afternoon,
所以当我们开始时
the message is entitled A Match Made in Eden.
这个题目叫做在伊甸园中的配对
We need the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us.
我们要圣灵帮助我们引导我们
So I invite you to bow your heads and close your eyes as we begin with prayer.
所以请你和我低头做个祷告
Father in heaven, thank you for your love and your mercy.
天父上帝，感谢你的慈爱。
Thank you, Lord, for creating us as social beings.
创造我们为有人际关系的人。
And Lord, you have instituted from the very beginning the institution of marriage.
从一开始你就立下婚姻这个条约。
You meant it to be a blessing and for the happiness of humanity.
是要给人类带来幸福。
Lord, as we look at our world, we see the devil's attack in marriage.
这世界我们看到撒旦在攻击婚姻。
All around, we see broken homes, broken hearts, and broken lives.
世界各地我们可以看到破碎的家庭、破碎的心灵，还有破碎的生命。
Lord, we don't want to be like that.
主啊，我们不要像这样。
We want to experience your ideal.
我们要体验您的最好。
And your ideal is found in your word.
你的最好就在你的话语中。
So help us to study this afternoon with all our hearts.
帮助我们在这个下午中研究。
Help us to put aside our feelings and our own emotions and opinions.
抛开我们自己的意见，抛开我们自己的感情。
Whatever you say this afternoon to us.
不论你这个下午对我们说什么。
Help us to embrace it with all our hearts.
帮助我们以敞开的心来接受。
Teach us, dear God, we pray.
主啊，教导我们。
In Jesus' blessed name.
奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.A very practical and personal message.
一个非常实际，一个非常个人的话题。
Scores of books have been written about this topic.
很多本书写到关于这个题目的。
Many seminars have been done.
很多讲座也被。
But sadly and tragically,
但是可惜的是，悲惨的是。
It is in this area that our world has failed the most in.
就在这个领域中，我们的世界最失败。
As we begin,
当我们开始时
I want us to notice some sad and sobering statistics.
我让你看一些伤感却警醒的数据
The statistics tell us that 5 out of every 10 marriages will end in divorce.
数据告诉我们每十个婚姻就五个婚姻会以离婚结束
One half, brothers and sisters.
一半
will end in heartbreak and separation.
会以心碎和隔离来结束
And the statistics continue to say that the remaining 5That stay together.
数据继续说到每五对剩下的那五对
four out of those five remain, but are miserable.
剩下的五对有四对 会在一起,
and only one out of the original 10 marriages is truly a happy marriage and a happy life.
就原本10个中的一个才会真正的快乐。
And because of this, most people are not even getting married anymore.
就因为这样, 很多人根本不想结婚。
People are just shacking up and living together.
人家就只是同居。
Wanting the benefits of marriage without the commitment of marriage.
要有婚姻的益处，可是没有
In recent years, there's been a 30% decrease in marriages and a 40% increase in divorce.
最近有38%，婚姻率降低38%，可是离婚率却增长了40%。
And births to unmarried women, especially in the United States, are skyrocketing more and more.
未婚生子的数据越来越高。Now,
as a result, many children are being raised in imbalanced and dysfunctional homes.
很多小孩子都在不平衡的、不正常的家庭中长大。And
as young people, because we don't see the good example from our parents,
身为年轻人，我们看不到家长的榜样。
Because we're not seeing God's ideal being demonstrated in our homes,
为上帝最好的计划不在我们家庭中被实现。
The cycle of dysfunction just goes on and on and on and on.
这恶性循环一直一直的下去。
Jesus said that that will be a sign of the end of the last days.
耶稣说这是末日的征兆。
As we see all the brokenness and dysfunction and separation around us,
我们看到所有的破碎，所有的不协调。
We see that 5 out of every 10 end in divorce.
我们看到每10个婚姻，5个就会离婚。
4 out of the remaining 5 are miserable but are still married.
剩下的5个，4个家庭会不开心。
I don't know about you.
我不知道你怎样。
But I want to be the 1 in 10.
但我要是那10个中那一个。
That truly has a happy, happy home. Can you say amen?
真正快乐、开心、幸福。
How many of you want to be the 1 in 10?
你们需要做那10分之一呢？
Friends, not only do you want it,
不止你要,
but God wants it for
you.
I want you to notice from the book Adventist or the book In Heavenly Places, page 202.
在怀师母的一本著作里,
God's desire for us is happy homes, happy marriages, and happy lives.
上帝要给我们好的,快乐的家庭,快乐的婚姻。
It says in this beautiful book,
在这本书里说到,
Jesus wants to see happy marriages and happy firesides.
耶稣要看见快乐的婚姻,家庭的温暖。
The warmth of true friendship and the pure love that binds the hearts of husband and wife,
真正友谊的温暖和联系夫妻的纯洁的爱,
are to be a foretaste of heaven.
都是天国的先尝滋味。
But most marriages are not like that.
但是很多婚姻都不是这样的。
Most marriages, instead of being a foretaste of heaven,
很多婚姻不是天国的先尝滋味,
are a foreshadowing of hell.
是地狱的先尝滋味。
But marriage God's way,
但是上帝方法的婚姻,
is to be a sweet taste of heaven on earth.
是要好像在地球上尝到天国。
That's the kind of home that God wants us to have.
这就是上帝要我们的有的家庭。
And how many of you want to have that home?
你们谁要有这种家庭?
You see, today we're going to talk about how we can build a relationship that will be according to God's plan.
根据上帝的计划,
a foretaste of heaven on earth.
But
the first thing we must realize is that failed marriages are due to the fact that people are building their households on a weak and faulty foundation.
人们把他们婚姻建立在不稳固的基础上。
You see, all of us have a desire to love and be loved.
你看我们都有想爱而且要被爱的一个感觉。
That's how God made us.
这就是上帝如何造我们。
But unfortunately, most people look for love in all the wrong places.
但是很多人在不同在错所有错的地方去找爱。
Many times, the devil deceives us,
很多时候魔鬼欺骗我们,
and causes us to mistake love for lust and infatuation.
叫我们将爱看为,叫我们看色欲,还有迷恋成爱。
For every truth that God has, Satan has a counterfeit.
上帝每一个真理,撒旦就有一个假道。
God has true love,
上帝有真正的爱,
but the devil offers lust.
撒旦给你色欲。
What's the difference between the two?
这两个是有什么不同呢?
Infatuation or lust,
迷恋或者色欲,
I define it in these words.
是由这些字眼定义,
it is irrational,
是不理智的,
all-absorbing, lustful passion,
什么都并吞的好色的情欲,
that is based upon feelings and self-gratification.
以自我满足和感觉为中心。
That's what lust is, friends.
这就是色欲,情欲是什么?
Being infatuated.
就是迷恋。
Blinded and deceived by the passions pulsating in our hearts.
被自己里的感觉情感所盲目了。
But love is not like that.
但是爱不是这样。
Notice the definition of love.
帮我们看爱是怎样。
A principle of unselfish self-sacrifice.
一个不自自私自我牺牲的原则
which is not dependent upon feelings or force
不单靠感觉或力量
but upon reason and choice
但是以理智选择
no matter what the condition, situation or circumstances
无论任何情况 事物或环境
in other words, love is stronger than feelings
就是说爱比感情还更强烈
it is stronger than force
比力量还更强
and it is more consistent than infatuation and lust.
比迷恋和情欲更加的一样
For love can endure the storms that life throws at us.
因为爱能够抵抗生命给我们的风暴
Now, I want you to know that this type of love
我要给你看到 这种爱
that is strong
是强烈的
that is deep and profound
是深奥的
that is as enduring as eternity
是永恒的
is demonstrated in the blessed Jesus.
在耶稣里被彰显出来。
For when Jesus died on Calvary's cross,
耶稣在十字架上死时
he was demonstrating fully what love really is.
他完完全全地彰显什么是爱。
And that's the kind of love that our households must be founded upon in order for it to stand.
这就是我们家庭应该有的基础，就是耶稣的爱。
An unselfish love.
一个不自私的爱。
Love that puts others before themselves.
把别人放在自己面前的爱。
That is not interested in satisfying its own desires.
不要自己的欲望
but a love that reaches out
则是伸手出去
in blessing to those around us
要赐福我们周围的人
I am so thankful that God is love, amen?
我很感谢上帝是爱
and so if we want to have a happy home
如果你要一个幸福的家庭
we need to be like Jesus
我们就要像耶稣一样
Now friends, like I've mentioned, many books have been written on the topic of courtship and marriage
朋友们我已经跟你讲过有很多本书籍说到关于这些追求和
婚姻 But friends, we're going to see this afternoon that the Bible has the blueprint for a happy home.
但是我们今天会看到圣经有着美好婚姻家庭的蓝图
Containing the answers to life's most important questions.
比如说生活最难最重要问题的解答
For when you study the Bible,
因为当你研究圣经
you find that God is intimately interested in this aspect of our lives.
你会察觉到上帝非常关心我们这生命的这领域
Why?
为什么呢?
Because friends, marriage and relationships that we develop here
因为我们在地球上的婚姻关系情感
will bring eternal effects.
会有永恒的效果。
What kind of effects?
什么效果呢?
Eternal.
永恒的。
I want you to notice from the book Adventist Home, page 43.
在富林信徒家庭第43页。
It says, it is from the marriage hour that many men and women
是在婚姻结婚的时候许多男女
date their success or failure in this life
便注定了他们一生中的成功或失败
and their hopes of the future life
以及他们来世的希望。
Marriage is something that will influence and affect you both in this world and in the world to come.
婚姻是足以影响你们二人今世与来世生命的一件事。
A sincere Christian will not advance his plans in this direction without knowledge that God approves of his course.
一个真诚的基督徒若非问心上帝已完赞许对这件事的计划
He will not choose for himself.
就绝不贸然自行
But will feel that God must choose for him.
但是会觉得上帝应该为他做选择
So God is so interested in this aspect of our lives.
其实上帝对我们这生命中的这领域非常的有兴趣
Because it'll, this,who we choose as our life partner.
为我们选择谁做我们终身的伴侣
And the foundation we build our marriage upon.
而我们婚姻的基础
will affect the rest of our lives here.
会影响我们在地球上的生命
But also it will affect eternity
也会影响到永恒
And the true Christian
而真诚的基督徒
Let Jesus write his love story
让耶稣写出他爱情的故事
Will not choose for himself
不会为自己做选择
But will be guided and directed by the plans outlined in the word of God
但会根据圣经所写的蓝图
Friends listen
照着做
Len listenIf God is not involved in the process of marriage,
如果上帝不在婚姻当中
we can barely lose out on eternity.
我们可能就会失去了永生
And so it's serious, amen?
所以是很严肃的一个话题
We can't take this lightly. We have to know what the Bible says about marriage.
你要知道上帝对婚姻有什么看法。
Preparation for marriage.
我们要怎么预备好结婚。
And as we go in our Bible to the book of Genesis,
那我们到创世纪时,
we find God's original plan for everything.
我们发现上帝原本为一切做了计划。
We find His original plan for man.
给人的原本一切的计划。
For marriage.
婚姻。
For the process of preparing.
预备好的这个过程,
we even find God's original diet.
甚至上帝原本的这个饮食,
and in fact, as we go in our Bibles to Genesis, the second chapter,
到我们到创世纪第二章时,
we actually find as we study deeper that there are steps,
我们深入研究的话, 我们可以看到一些步骤,
certain qualifications,
不同的一些资格,
and a blueprint for a happy home.
还有一个美满家庭的一个蓝图。
You see, marriage is a Christian biblical institution.
婚姻是一个基督徒根据圣经的一个立法。
And the Bible has guidelines on how this institution should be entered in.
而圣经有说到如何进行着婚姻预备好。
Before we read Genesis 2, I want you to notice Psalms 127 and verse 1.
在我们研究创世纪第二章时，我要给你看诗篇127章第一节。
Make sure you write them down.
请写下来。
Bible says,
圣经说,
except the Lord build the house,
若不是耶和华建造房屋,
they labor in vain that build it.
建造的人就枉然了。
Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain.
若不是耶和华看守城池看守的人就枉然惊醒。
If we try to build our own households, the Bible calls it vain.
如果我们要自己建造自己的家庭, 圣经说是枉然的。
We need to let the Lord build our marriages.
我们要让上帝, 我们要让我们的主建立我们家庭。
And every other relationship that we have.
还有所有我们其他的感情。
We must make sure that our households are built upon a solid foundation.
我们要肯定我们的家庭建立在一个非常稳固的基础上。
The only solid foundation is the blessed Jesus.
唯一稳固的基础就是上帝的儿子。
Can you say amen?
你说amen吗?
And in Genesis chapter 1, we find the blessed Jesus.
创世纪一章二十七节, 我们看到赐福的耶稣,
greeting our first parents.
我们他们第一个的, 我们第一个的先知,
and bringing them together in holy matrimony.
带他们一起来结婚。
Notice what the Bible says.
看圣经说什么?
Genesis 1 and verse 27.
创世纪一章二十七节,
if you're there and if you're ready to study, let me hear you say amen.
如果你到了那里就说amen。
Are you sure?
肯定吗?
All right, verse 27 says, so God created man in his own image.
这里说神就照着自己的形象造人。
In the image of God created he him.
那是照着他的形象造男造女。
Male and female created he them.
他造男造女。
And God blessed them.
神就赐福给他们。
God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it.
又对他们说要生养众多遍地,
and have dominion over the fish of the sea and the fowls of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth.
治理这地也要管理海里的鱼空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。
So here we see that God created man and woman.
所以这里我们看到上帝造男造女。
First he created Adam.
他造了亚当。
Later on he created Eve.
最后他造了夏娃。
Now when you think about that,
帮你想想的时候,
why did God create Adam and then Eve later on?
要上帝先造亚当再造夏娃。
Have you ever wondered that?
你们想过呢?
Tell me, friends.
告诉我,
was it possible for God to create them both at once?
上帝可以不可以一次过把他们一起造出来呢?
Wouldn't that have been easier and faster?
会不会更容易更快呢?
I mean, God can do anything.
上帝什么都能做。
And he could have formed their bodies of the dust.
他可以从尘土中造出他们的身体。
Breathe in Adam and breathe in Eve, and then they just created at once.
出于亚当，出于夏娃生气，然后他们就造了。
Why didn't he do it though?
为什么他没有做呢?
The reason is this, friends.
原因只有一个。
Because before man and woman comes together,
与男女在一起之前,
as one in marriage,
男女结婚之前,
there is a preparation process that must take place.
有一个预备的过程。
And as we see that, as we study the Bible, we'll find that when Adam was single,
当我们研究圣经时, 我们看到亚当单身时,
there are certain things that he went through before Eve showed up upon the scene.
他做了一些事, 夏娃才出现的。
Now let's just imagine that God did create them both at once.
我们想象亚, 上帝把亚当夏娃一起造了。
The Lord breathes into the nostrils.
把生气吹入他们的鼻孔里。
They both wake up to life at the same time.
一起起来一样时间的起来。
And they look at each other.
他们看看对方。
What do you think their first words or thoughts would have been?
你觉得他们第一个思想, 第一句话是什么?
I I mean, they had no recollection of anything in the past. They just wake up, they know that they exist, and they look at each other.
他们就起来，他们就看到这对方。
I can just imagine Adam saying, "Who are you?"
我可以想象亚当说你是谁啊？
Eve saying, "I don't know. Who are you?"
亚当说我不知道你是谁啊。
And there would have been confusion there.
就会混乱。
Now that doesn't sound very romantic, does it?
不是很浪漫的一件事。
Who are you?
你是谁啊？
God didn't do it like that.
上帝没有。
He created Adam first.
他先造了亚当。
Then when Adam had a desire for companionship,
当亚当需要伴侣时,
put him to sleep.
然后就把他入睡了。
Then he created woman.
然后造了一个女人。
And now when they both wake up,
他们一起醒来时,
what do you think Adam's first words were to Eve?
你觉得亚当第一句话是什么？
Not who are you,
不是你是谁,
but I've been waiting for you.
是我在一直在等待。
Does that sound a little bit more romantic?
是不是更浪漫呢？
I've been waiting for you.
我一直在等待。
And friends, you know what happens?
朋友，你知道什么事会发生？
When a man and woman enters into relationships,
当一对男女进入一段感情,
without a solid preparation process,
没有很好的预备过程,
6 months after marriage,
六个月, 婚姻6个月后,
the feelings and emotions die out.
情感都会死去了。
That passion wears away.
那热情奔放都会失去了。
And because there's no solid foundation of love,
没有稳固的基础就是爱。
Husband and wife wake up one morning in the same bed.
有一天他们就会一起起来。
They look at each other.
他们看着对方。
And they say, "Who are you?"
他说你是谁啊？
Who are you?
就会对对方说你是谁啊？
All the feelings and emotions die out.
所有的情感都是消失了去。
There's nothing left that keeps that couple together.
剩下也没有什么能够把这对夫妻联系在一起。
God does not want you to experience that, young people.
上帝不要你体验这件事。
Instead of saying, "Who are you?"
不是说你是谁。
He wants you and I to be able to say to our spouse, our future spouse,
要你我对我们未来的伴侣,
not "Who are you?"
说不是说你是谁,
but rather, "I've been waiting for you."
而是说我一直在等待你。
Amen?
Amen.
And so that's why God didn't create Adam and Eve at the same time.
就为什么上帝没有一起造亚当和夏娃。
Adam had to go through a preparation process.
亚当要预备好。
Now, the same thing that God did for Adam,
上帝给亚当做的事,
He wants to do for us.
还要给我们做。
Whether we are man or woman,
不论是男是女,
the preparation is still the same.
预备也是一样的。
So here's the question, what is God's plan for preparation?
所以问题来, 上帝的计划是什么?
What is His ideal for courtship?
他给我们最佳的计划, 给婚姻是什么?
This afternoon,
这个下午,
I want to give you 7 single essentials.
我要给你7个单独的一个需要,
that one must experience as a single person before he or she can get married.
我们单身的时候需要体验的，我们才能够结婚。
These essentials,
这些需要品,
will build the foundation for a happy and lasting home.
会建立幸福永恒家庭的一个基础。
How many of you want to know what these 7 essentials are?
你们需要知道这7个单独的,
by the way, what does the number 7 represent?
7是代表什么呢?
Perfection.
完美.
And I like to say that these 7 single essentials,
我就要说这七个,
is perfect preparation for courtship and marriage.
是为追求为婚姻的完美预备.
Are you ready?
你准备好了吗?
Are you ready?
你准备好了吗?
So the question is, what did God do to Adam?
问题是上帝给亚当做什么事?
Now we go to Genesis chapter 2 and verse 15.
我们去创世纪2章15节。
We'll remain here the rest of this presentation.
整个讲说我们都会在这里。
The Bible says,
圣经说,
"And the Lord God took the man,
耶和华神将那人,
and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it."
安置在伊甸园时, 他修理,
notice those first few words.
看看前面的这些字。
Bible says that God took the man.
这里说神将那人,
if you were to take something off the shelf,
如果你要从, 柜子中拿出东西,
who is control?
谁是在掌控?
The object?
那物品,
or the person that took the object.
还是拿那物品的人,
if I was to take a book off the shelf,
如果我要从柜, 书架中拿下东西,
I'm the one in control of that book, isn't that right?
我就在拿, 控制这本书。
And so when the Bible says that God took the man,
所以圣经说上帝拿了那人,
that implies
代表着,
that man is in the hands and possession of God. That God is in control of the life of man. Man's life are in the hands of God. To be moved whithersoever God wants. And so we see number one of the seven single essentials is that we need to let God take us.
To take
possession. To sweep us off our feet, if you will. To have full control over our lives. This is first and most important. In the perfect preparation for courtship.
And
if that makes sense, let me hear you say amen. Young people, have you let God sweep you off your feet? Have you allowed him to take possession of your heart? If not, you are nowhere near thinking about or entering into a relationship. If God is not in full control of your life, you're wasting your time trying to establish relationships with the opposite sex. And if you persistently move forward, you will reap the bitter harvest of tears and disappointment. So number one,
第一,
the Lord God took the man. Let God take control of your life. Can you say amen? But notice, when God takes us, what does he do with us?
他做什么呢?
The Bible says, notice, read it again, verse 15.
圣经说, 15节说了,
and the Lord God took the what?
耶和华将什么?
The man.
将那人,
he took the what?
他将什么?
I want you to notice, friends,
然后你注意,
that when God takes us,
当上帝拿我们,
he makes us true men and true women.
他把我们变成真正的男人,
you see, God gave a man to Eve.
上帝将男人给了夏娃,
and he gave a woman to Adam.
给了亚当一个女人,
he did not give a boy to Eve and a girl to Adam.
没有给一个,
for man and woman was mature.
也没有给亚当女孩子,
And so the question is,
所以问题是,
what does it mean that, what is a man and what is a woman?
一个男人,一个女人是什么?
What is the biblical definition?
圣经的定义是什么?
We don't have to guess.
我们不用猜测,
because the Bible tells us very clearly.
为圣经很指明了,
1 Corinthians 13 verse 11, write it down.
哥林多前书13章11节说了,
the Bible says,
圣经说,
when I spoke as a child,
我做孩子的时候,
excuse me, when I was a child, I spoke as a child and I understood as a child.
话语好像孩子, 心思好像孩子,
I thought as a child.
意念好像孩子,
but when I became a man,
既成了人,
I put away childish things.
就把孩子的事丢弃了。
So according to this verse,
所以根据这节,
a man is, or and a woman is measured by maturity.
男女都是以成熟度来衡量。
They're measured by what?
有什么来衡量呢?
Maturity.
成熟度.
But friends, what is maturity measured by?
可是成熟度是由什么来衡量呢?
1 Corinthians 14 and verse 20, write it down.
哥林多前书14章20节请写下。
Brethren, be not children in understanding.
兄弟在心智上不要做小孩子,
howbeit in malice be ye children.
完了在恶事上要做婴孩,
but in understanding be men.
在心智上总要做大人。
We are to be men and women of what?
我们要做什么的男女呢?
What does it say?
什么的男女呢?
Understanding.
有心智的男女.
So a man and a true woman is measured by maturity.
所以男女是由成熟度来衡量。
And maturity is measured by understanding.
成熟度是由了解心智成熟来衡量。
Just keep in mind,
请记住,
that whenever we talk about man, we're using it in the generic term. We're talking about mankind. So this applies to ladies as well.
所以我们说到人就说到男也是说到女。
Are you with me, ladies?
你有和我在一起吗?
Yes or no? All right. So when God takes us,
当上帝拿我们,
he matures us to men and women.
我们成熟成男人女人。
And a true man and woman is a man with that has understanding.
一个真正男人女人思想是成熟的。
But let's go deeper. Let's go deeper.
让我们深入一点。
What does it mean to be a man and a woman of understanding?
要说有心智成熟的男人女人是什么意思呢？
The Bible tells us.
圣经告诉我们。
In the book of Proverbs, chapter 24, verses 30 and 31, write it down.
箴言二十四章三十和三十一节，请写下。
The wise man describes a man that does not have understanding.
那有智慧的人描述一个人。
Notice how he describes him.
看他怎么描述。
The wise man said,
我、那个有智慧的人说了。
I went by the field of the slothful and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding.
我经过懒惰人的田地，无知人的葡萄园。
And lo, it was all grown over with thorns.
荆棘长满了地皮。
The nettles had covered the face thereof.
是草遮盖了田面。
The stone wall was broken down.
石墙也坍塌了。
This is a description.
这就是一个叙述。
Of a man that does not really have understanding.
说到没有智慧，没有心智不成熟的男人。
His habitation.
他的住所。
Is not well kept.
不是好好的被打理。
The weeds and growing his habitation.
有杂草。
Things are chaotic.
事情很乱。
Stone walls broken down.
石墙都坍塌了。
Now, I don't know too many people that actually owns fields and vineyards.
我不知道很多人有田地或葡萄园。
But I know that we all have rooms, don't we?
但我们知道我们都有房间。
We all have our own special corner or special place that we call our place.
我们都有自己的角落，我们讲这是我的地方。
And so please allow me to take this scripture and apply it to our day.
所以让我将这个经节现代化。
Here's my translation of it.
这是我的所谓的翻译。
I walk by the room of the lazy.
我走过懒惰人的房间。
The abiding place of the boy who thinks he's a man.
那个以为自己是男人的男孩子。
But is void of understanding.
可是无知的男孩子。
And lo, the ground was covered with dirty clothes.
我看了那地上充满着肮脏的衣服。
From months in the past.
从很久以前就有了。
And it had the stench of sweaty feet.
有着臭脚、流汗的脚的一个味道。
From the crusty sock that was lying in the corner.
从那袜子的在角落上的袜子。
There was a nest of cockroaches that made their home in an empty bag of chips in another corner.
有一窝的蟑螂在一角，另外一角又有薯片。
Lo and behold, I saw an army of ants.
我看见一军队的蚂蚁。
Receiving their weekly sustenance.
接受他们每个星期的食粮。
From the remnant of food that was left in the dirty dishes,
在碗碟上吃了他们这个星期的食粮。
Placed on the bookshelf for mother to clean,
放在书架上给母亲洗了。
Lo and behold, a mountain of clean clothes lying on the bed.
看看一身的洁净的衣服在床上。
Left wrinkled and unfolded,
根本没有烫。
And the desk was covered with papers of schoolwork that were past due.
桌子充满过期了的考卷还有功课。
And in the midst of this mess,
在这混乱当中
was a boy who longed for a wife.
有一个男孩子想要一个妻子
but wasn't able to control and manage his own life.
但是不能够掌控管理自己的
That's a fit description.
这是一个很恰当的描述。
Of a man or woman that does not have understanding.
说到一个心智不成熟、无知的。
So a man of understanding.
所以人有心智成熟的人。
Knows how to take care of his things.
知道如何管理这些东西。
That's clear. Let me hear you say amen.
如果是清楚的话，请说。
They know how to keep their place neat and clean.
他们要知道怎么把这些东西清理好。
They're not dependent on mommy to clean up after them.
他们不靠妈妈来帮他们清理。
They can do their own dishes.
他们可以洗自己的碗。
They know how to keep things nice.
他们了解如何保管东西。
In other words, the first definition of a man of understanding.
就是说，如果有心智成熟的人
is physical stability.
他第一个定义就是肉体上的稳定。
For when you think about it,
因为当你想的时候
how can you care for another if you cannot care for yourself?
如果你连自己都照顾不好，你怎么照顾其他人？
Can you say amen?
你可以说 amen 吗？
Now I want you to notice there are actually three definitions I want to give you of a true man.
我要给你三个定义，什么是真正的男人、女人。
Not only is he physically stable,
不只是肉体上的稳定。
But notice the other one.
请看看另一节。
Proverbs 25 and verse 28 says,
箴言二十五章二十八节说，
He that hath no rule over his spirit,
人不制服自己的心，
is like a city that is broken down without walls.
好像毁坏的城堡，没有城。 城墙。
A man that is not mentally and emotionally stable.
一个人如果心理上不稳定的话。
It's like a city with no walls.
就好像没有城墙的城市。
And a city that does not have the walls of protection.
一个没有保护的城墙的城市。
Are easily defeated by the enemy.
很容易被敌人打败。
So second definition of a true man and a woman of understanding
第二个定义说到真正的男人女人
is that they do have rule over their own spirit.
就是他们对自己的心掌管。
They are not driven to and fro by their own emotions and passions.
他们不被自己的情感所摇摆。
The higher powers are controlling the lower powers.
更高的能力就是他们脑在控制更低级的能力。
Notice Proverbs 14 and verse 29. Write it down.
箴言十四章二十九节，请写下。
He that is slow to wrath is of great understanding.
不轻易发怒的人大有聪明。
But he that is hasty of spirit exalteth folly.
性情暴躁的大显愚。
So we see, brothers and sisters, that a true man and woman of understanding.
所以真正的男人女人有智慧有聪明。
Not only physically, but also mentally and emotionally stable.
不只是肉体上，也是精神上，还有情感上的稳定。
If that's clear, let me hear you say amen.
我是清楚的，请说 amen.
The third definition of a true man.
第三个定义
is found in 1 Kings chapter 2, verses 1 to 3.
在列王记上第二章第一到第三节。
David was about to die, and he was talking to his son Solomon.
大卫在要死了，他就对他儿子所罗门说。
He told Solomon, be a man, Solomon.
他对所罗门说，做一个男人啊。
Notice what it says.
Now
the days of David drew nigh that he should die, and he charged Solomon his son, saying,
大卫的死期临近了，就吩咐他儿子所罗门说，
I go the way of all the earth.
我现在要走世人必走的路。
Be thou strong.
所以你当刚强。
And show thyself a man.
做大丈夫。
Be a man, Solomon.
做个大丈夫。
What does that mean?
那是什么意思呢？
He continues to define what he means.
他继续说这个定义。
Be a man and keep the charge of the Lord thy God.
做个大丈夫，遵守耶和华你上帝所吩咐的。
To walk in His ways.
行主的道。
To keep His statutes, commandments, judgments, and testimonies.
是遵守他的律例、诫命、典章和法度。
So the Bible defines a true man and a true woman.
圣经定下男人和女人的定义。
As one who is physically, emotionally, and mentally, and spiritually stable.
肉体上、精神、情绪上和属灵上稳定。
Stable in what three ways?
哪一三方面稳定呢？
Number one, he is what?
第一是什么？
Physically stable.
肉体上稳定。
Number two?
第二。
Mentally and emotionally.
精神和情绪上稳
定。Number three?
第三。
Spiritually stable.
属灵上稳定。
Without those things,
没有这些东西。
We are nowhere near to be thinking about relationships.
我们根本不用想进入关系。
We must let God take us.
我们要让上帝掌控我们。
Mature us.
让我们成熟。
And make us men and women of understanding and stability.
让上帝把我们变成为心智成熟有理解心的男女们。
Now let's go to the second step or second single essential.
所以第二个单独的要点。
Let God make us men and women of understanding.
让上帝把我们变成有心智成熟的男女。
Notice the third single essential.
看看第三个单独的要点。
Notice again verse 15.
十五节。
It says, and the Lord God took the man.
说将那人。
And he put him into the garden of Eden.
安置在伊甸园。
I want you to notice step number three is very simple.
第三个步骤非常简单。
God not only matured him,
上帝不只让他成熟
but gave him a place to live.
也给他一个地方居住。
A place of his own.
有一个自己的家。
Friends, if we don't have our own place,
如果我们没有自己的家
we're still living with mommy and daddy.
我们和母亲和爸爸妈妈一起在住。
We're nowhere near ready to be married.
我们也没有预备好要结婚。
Why?
为什么呢?
Notice verse 24.
看看第二十四节。
Now this is God's ideal.
这是上帝的最好。
Now understand there are some couples who are married couples living with their parents, and you know that might be something different. But we're studying the ideal this afternoon.
我知道有些结婚的人还是跟父母住，可是我们现在说到上帝给我们最好的。
Verse 24.
说到二十四节。
Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife.
因此人要离开父母与妻子联合，二合为一。
Thus number three.
所以第三点
Man has a place of his own.
人需要居住的地方
Let's notice number four.
看看第四点
Notice the rest of verse 15.
十五节之后的说
It says he placed man in the garden of Eden to what?
安置在伊甸园做什么呢
To what?
做什么
to dress it and to keep it.
使他修理,
In other words, God gave to man his work and life calling.
上帝给人他的工作和护照。
God's occupation for Adam was to be a gardener.
上帝给亚当的工作是做个园丁。
And that's number four.
第四点,
of the seven single essentials.
有七个单独要点的第四点。
Before we can think about marriage and even courtship,
当我们想起, 他没有想到婚姻或者连追求也不要想,
we have to know our life work and our life calling.
我们要知道我们终身的工作和护照。
We need to know what God is calling us to do in life.
我们要知道上帝在呼召我们在生命中做什么。
Because if we don't know, we won't know what type of helper we need in our life work. If that makes sense, let me hear you say amen.
如果有道理的话，请说amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Notice the next
step.
The Bible, or actually before we get to that,
当我们看之前,
where did God put man?
上帝把人放在哪里?
He put him where?
放在哪里?
The Garden of Eden.
放在伊甸园。
Brother and sister, you know what that word garden means in the original Hebrew?
你知道在希伯来园是什么意思吗?
It means to encompass.
是说要围绕,
to surround.
环绕,
to protect.
包围保护。
God had a place of protection for man.
上帝有个地方能够保护人们。
And it was called the Garden of?
也是叫什么园呢?
What is that word? Eden.
伊甸园。
Do you know what that word Eden means?
你知道伊甸代表什么呢?
In the original Hebrew,
原文希伯来文,
that word Eden means pleasure.
伊甸代表着享乐。
In other words, God placed man in a and surrounded him with pleasure.
上帝将人被享受包围了。
And here we find a powerful spiritual truth.
所以我们看到一个非常重要属灵的真理。
You see, Eve did not exist yet when God put Adam in the Garden of Eden.
当上帝把亚当放在伊甸园时，夏娃还不存在。
So as a single,
成为一个单身的人,
Adam,
亚当,
was able to be surrounded with pleasure,
能够被享乐包围住,
even in the absence of a companion.
就算没有, 伴侣他也能够,
the devil deceives young people.
撒旦欺骗年轻人,
and it causes us to believe that the only way we can experience true pleasure and happiness is by hooking up with someone of the opposite sex.
就是与异性产生一个关系。
But young people, you need to know this morning,
但是年轻人我们是今天要学到,
that you can find pleasure and happiness in Jesus and Jesus alone.
我们在耶稣里，唯独在耶稣里也能找到享乐。
The Bible says in Colossians 2 and verse 10,
所以圣经在哥罗西书2章10节,
that in Christ,
你们在他里面，在耶稣里面,
in Him we are complete.
你们在他里面也得了丰盛。
Even if we are a single person,
就算我们是单身的,
we are complete in Jesus, young people.
我们在耶稣里也得了丰盛。
Not in someone else,
不是在别人里,
but in Jesus.
但是在基督里。
The Bible also gives us this promise in Psalms
37. 现在诗篇37章4到5节也说,
verse 4 and 5, write it down.
请写下来。
Bible says, delight yourself in the Lord.
就是说又要以耶和华为乐。
Not in a boyfriend or girlfriend.
不是在男朋友女朋友。
Delight yourself in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart.
以耶和华为乐, 祂就将你心里所求的赐给你。
Commit your way to Him.
当将你的事交托给耶和华,
and trust in Him, and He will bring it to pass.
并依靠他, 祂就必成全。
Young people, realize that you can find delight in Jesus.
年轻人, 你可以以耶和华为乐。
Only He can satisfy the soul.
就祂能满足我们的心。
And when we trust in a loving relationship with Christ,
当我们依靠耶稣,
that natural desire for companionship will come to pass.
欲望伴侣这心情这感觉将会过去。
In His way,
在他的道路里,
and in His time,
还有在他的时间,
we can trust Him. Can you say amen?
我们可以相信他。
Not only that, but the Bible says in Psalm 16 and verse 11,
不止这样, 诗篇16章11节也说,
you will show me the path of life.
你会给我看生命的道路。
In your presence is fullness of joy.
在你面前有满足的喜乐。
And at thy right hand there are what?
在你右手中有什么呢?
What is that word?
那是什么字呢?
Pleasures forevermore.
永远的福乐,
young people, in the presence of God,
年轻人在上帝的面前,
before Eve showed up on the scene,
夏娃在场之前,
Adam was in the Garden of Eden,
亚当在伊甸园,
surrounded by pleasure, Because he had the pleasure of companionship with God in that garden. And in the presence of God, there is no loneliness. There is no emptiness. There is fullness of joy. Can you say amen? You see, Adam in the garden, he was alone, but he wasn't lonely. He had the companionship of his creator. Young people, listen very carefully. As I said, the devil causes us to feel like the only way we can be happy is to have a relationship.
我说了，魔鬼让我们觉得唯一能够开心的方法就是有男朋友或女朋友。
Young people, if we are discontent with Jesus and Jesus alone,
如果我们与耶稣不满的话,
if we are constantly trying to find a relationship,
如果我们一直在寻找这种感情上的话,
or to attract attention from those of the opposite sex,
要吸引异性的目光的话,
if we're constantly thinking about these things,
如果我们一直在想这些事的话,
we are slapping God in the face.
我们可以算是在
By doing these things,
做这些事情,
we're essentially telling God, God, you are not enough.
我们在跟上帝讲, 上帝你是不足够的。
That's a slap in his face, young people.
就像他刮他一巴掌一样。
We look for love and happiness in everything else but God.
我们除了上帝以外, 在任何事情都要找满足感。
All the while, God is right there. While we look for happiness, he says, here I am.
他说,
you don't have to look any farther. I'm right here. And if you trust me,
而如果你相信我,
if you get to know me,
如果你认识我,
I am the living water
我是活水,
that can satisfy the quench of your soul.
能够解掉你的永恒的饥渴,
I am the living bread
我是粮食,
that can satisfy your hunger for companionship.
能够永远解掉你那饥渴，要伴侣的饥渴。
Jesus is enough, young people.
耶稣是足够的。
Let's stop slapping him in the face.
我们不要再一直打上帝的一巴掌。
Telling him that he's not enough.
对他说他是不足够的。
Let's learn to know him.
学习怎么认识他。
To love him.
怎么爱他。
For when we know Jesus,
当我们认识耶稣的时候,
we know happiness.
我们会察觉到爱,
we know joy.
喜乐,
contentment and peace.
足满足和平安。
Can you say amen?
可以说amen吗?
Amen.
Amen?
Amen. Notice what God does next.
看上帝又做什么?
So we see step number one.
第一步骤,
what is it?
是什么呢?
Lord God took the man.
上帝将那个人,
that means that who's in control?
就是谁在掌控中呢?
God is in control.
上帝在掌控。
Then when he takes us,
他拿我们起来时,
number two,
第二,
he makes us what?
他把我们做什么?
Help me.
帮助我,
he makes us
他做什么?
A true man and a true woman.
好吧,我们成为真正的男人和女人。
But what are the three biblical definitions of a man?
圣经讲男人和女人的真正定义是什么?
Number one, he is what?
他是什么?
Physically stable.
肉体上稳定。
Number two,
第二,
mentally and emotionally stable.
心思上,情绪上稳定。
Number three,
第三,
spiritually stable.
属灵上稳定。
And then after he makes us a man,
然后他把我们变成男人或女人,
the third single essential,
第三个要点,
he places man where?
他将这大人放在哪里?
In the Garden of Eden.
放在伊甸园中。
Number three, man has a place to stay.
第三, 人人要有居住的地方。
He placed them in the garden to dress it and to keep it.
放他们在园里给他修理。
So number four,
第四点,
man knows his what?
人知道他的什么?
His life work and life calling.
终身的工作和呼召。
Notice step number five.
第五,
Genesis 2, verse 16 and 17 now.
创世纪二章十六十七节。
You see, in verse 15, we find the first four steps.
你看在十五节你看到前四个步骤。
16 and 17, we find the fifth step.
16, 17节中我们看到第五个步骤。
The Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat.
耶和华神吩咐他说：“园中的各种树的果子，你可随意吃。”
But the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it.
只是分别善的树上的果子，你不可吃。
For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die.
为你吃的那日子，你必定死。
So I want you to notice, God, after doing all that, he restricted the tree of knowledge of good and evil from Adam.
知道上帝把他们放伊甸园中就禁止了亚当吃分辨善恶的果。
Why did God do that?
为什么上帝如此做呢?
Think of it.
想想,
In the beginning, God gave to man dominion over how much of the world?
一开始，上帝给人类管理多少的地球呢？
All the world.
所有地球,
Adam was to be the king of planet Earth.
亚当曾是地球的王,
as God is the king of kings.
现在上帝是王,万王之王。
Mankind was to have absolute dominion.
人类要完全地管理这地球。
And if he had 100% control,
而如果他有100%的控制,
there was a temptation to lift himself up.
会有诱惑来提升自己。
So in order to teach man humility,
所以为了要教导人类虚心,
and submission,
要非常的顺服。
He said, Adam, you have dominion over this whole world.
他说你在这世界上有完全的掌控。
Except this tree.
除了这棵树。
This tree is mine.
这棵树是我的。
Don't eat of it, don't. For in the day that you eat of it, you will die.
不要吃它，因为你吃它的那日必定死。
In other words, God is trying to teach man
他也在教导人们,
how to surrender and submit his will to God.
顺服自己的意愿给上帝。
The lesson of obedience and submission.
顺从顺服的一个教训。
And that's the fifth single essential.
这是第五个单独要的。
Before we can get married,
在我们可以结婚之前,
or enter into a relationship,
或者进入一段感情之前,
we must let God teach us the lesson of humility and submission.
我们要让上帝教导我们学习谦虚和服从的教训。
For the Bible says,
因为圣经说,
in the book of Ephesians 5 and verse 21, write it down,
以弗所书第五章二十一节说,
it not only says wives submit to the husband,
不是说妻子顺服,
but it says submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God.
也说又当存敬畏基督的心,
submission between man and woman goes both ways according to the Bible.
彼此顺服，男生和女生都要彼此顺服。
For marriage is a learning experience of compromise and pleasing the other instead of yourself.
为婚姻是一个学习如何得到对方喜悦的一个
If that's clear, let me hear you say amen.
我是清楚的，请说amen。
Notice the next step now.
看第外一个步骤。
Verse
18.
The Bible says,
圣经说,
and the Lord God said,
耶和华神说,
it is not good that man should be alone.
那人独居不好。
I will make an helpmeet for him.
我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。
After the first five essentials,
前五个要点后,
now God looks upon man
上帝看看人,
in his maturity
在他成熟的时候,
and in his stability
在他稳定的时候,
and now God pronounces man ready for companionship.
上帝就说男人已经准备好来给进入一段感情了。 I want you to notice 我要你注意,
it wasn't man that said, okay God, I'm ready.
不是人说,
in other words, we don't come to God and say, okay God, would you please give me a wife?
我们不来到上帝面前说，哦，我们准备好了，给我一个伴侣吧。
God is the one that determines if we're ready or not.
上帝是上帝来定我们准备好了。
And he said,
而他说,
I will make a helpmate comparable to him.
我会帮你造一个伴侣。
In other words, young people, it is God who makes the love connection.
所以是上帝帮我们有这爱的联系。
We need to let God choose our spouse.
我们要让上帝选择我们的伴侣。
For God is the only one that knows the best.
为是上帝唯一知道最好的道路是什么。
And if we choose, we're not choosing the best.
当我们选择的时候，我们不是选择最好的。
And why will we settle for anything less but the very best?
为什么我们要选择其他的而不选择最好的呢？
How many of you want the best that God has in store?
你们谁要上帝给我们最好的呢？
Let God choose, young people.
让上帝选择。
Our own understanding is far lower than God's.
我们的理解比上帝的理解低太多了。
Sometimes we think we know what's best for us.
有时候我们觉得我们知道什么是最好的。
But the Lord knows us better than we do ourselves.
但上帝比我们更知道。
So God pronounces man ready and Adam is ready.
所以上帝讲男人已经预备好了，亚当好了。
But he does not recognize that he's ready.
但他不知道自己预备好了。
Until step number 6.
直到第六点。
What is step number 6?
第六个步骤是什么?
Verse 19 and 20, notice.
19-20节请看。
After God pronounces man ready,
上帝说人们已经预备好了。
In order to help Adam recognize he's ready,
要不然亚当承认自己已经预备好了。
Verse 19 says,
19节说,
and out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air,
耶和华神用土所造成的野地各样走兽和空中中的飞鸟。
And he brought them to Adam to see what he would call them.
带到人面前看他叫什么。
Whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof.
那我们怎样叫各样的活物？那就是他的名字。
And Adam gave names to the cattle and to the fowls of the air and to every beast of the field.
那我们便给一切畜生和空中的飞鸟，野地走兽都起了名字。
But for Adam, there was not found an helpmeet for him.
只是那人没有遇见配偶帮助他。
So in order to prepare man for companionship,
所以要预备好人们有一个伴侣。
God then sent the animals for man to name.
上帝给了亚当动物，给他叫他们帮他取名字。
Adam sees the giraffe.
亚当看了长颈鹿。
He didn't know it was the giraffe.
他不知道是长颈鹿。
But he gave the name. This is a giraffe.
他就说，哦，你是长颈鹿。
Lions come in pairs.
狮子对双双对对而来。
And he says, "You're a lion."
他说你是狮子。
The turtles.
乌龟来了。
Coming in pairs.
他们对对双双对对而来。
Adam is finally realizing that all these animals come in pairs.
然后开始察觉到，哎，这些动物都是一对对来的。
He looks around.
他看看。
And he sees the animals hugging each other.
他看动物们拥抱对方。
The lion rubbing his head on the other lion.
狮子与另外一个狮子摸头。
And he looks at it and is like, wow, that looks nice.
看着他说，哦，其实很好的。
So Adam looks around and there's no companion for him.
所以亚当看看，哎，没有伴侣。
And as he's naming the animals,
帮这些动物起名字。
And doing the work God called him to do,
并且做上帝要他们做的工作时,
he realizes that he needs some help.
他发现了他需要帮助。
And so step number six, young people,
所以第六个步骤是,
is this.
是这件事。
Adam only had a desire and a legitimate need for companionship.
亚当需要有理由的需要伴侣时,
only when he began his life work.
其实他当他开始他终身的工作时,
in other words, before he started working, he didn't have a need.
就是说你工作时前你不需要，你没有一个需要。
And here we find a sobering and important truth.
在这里我们找一个帮我们警醒但是很重要的真理。
Please listen, young people.
请听。
This point is going to save you many headaches and heartaches and tears in your life.
这点会让你省下很多的眼泪、头痛、痛苦、心碎。
You may not like it.
你可能不会喜欢。
But God loves you.
但是上帝爱你。
He knows what's best.
他知道什么是最好的。
You see, before we do our life work, there is no need of a marriage relationship.
你看啊，在我们工作之前，我们根本不需要所谓的伴侣。
During the formative years of our lives,
当我们生命我们在成长时,
especially when we're in school,
尤其是我们在学校时,
we don't need a companion because we may not know our life work.
我们不需要伴侣，我们不知道我们终身的工作是什么。
And we're not doing our life work yet.
而且我们还没有在进行我们终身的工作。
And if we get involved in relationships while we are in school, especially in the formative years,
如果我们在学校时进入一段感情，尤其是
Our own personal growth and maturity get stumped.
我们自己的成长已经被阻碍了。
The time that we invest in that boyfriend-girlfriend relationship,
我们在男女朋友花的时间,
robs God from the time He's trying to invest in us to develop us as individuals.
希望上帝有时间来让我们成长。
And as a result,
因为,
we are not the men and the woman that God wants us to be.
这样我们就 我们就不能成为上帝要我们成为的男女。
Because of this, we owe it to ourselves.
因为这样我们就欠我们自己,
and to God,
还要欠上帝,
as well as our future spouse,
还有我们未来的伴侣,
to put all our energies in our own personal growth and development.
把所有力量、所有的能力放入自己的发展、成长中。 And not get distracted
and deterred by boyfriend and girlfriend relationships while in school.
不要在学校时候分散你自己的注意力。
In fact, I want you to notice what the book Christ Object Lessons, page 329
says.
Listen very carefully.
请听。
The development of all our powers is the first duty we owe to God and to our fellow men.
我们对上帝与同胞所应尽的首要义务就是发挥我们所有的一切能力。
No one who is not growing daily in capability and usefulness is fulfilling the purpose of life.
一个人的才能与成功效若不与日俱增，他就是背离了人生的宗旨。In making
a profession of faith in Christ, we pledge.
在他们承认基督的时候,
we pledge ourselves to become all that it is possible for us to be as workers for the Master.
我们就以此保证自己要尽力在各方面做上帝的工文。
And we should cultivate every faculty.
而且也要培养各样的才能。
To the highest degree of perfection.
使之达到最完善、最完美的地步。
That we may do the greatest amount of good of which we are capable of doing.
以让我们尽力、尽我们能力做的。
But young people, if we get distracted in relationships during this formative period,
但是因为如果我们在成长的岁月中，因为感情而分心了。
There is no way we can cultivate every faculty.
我们不能培养各样的才能。
To the highest degree possible.
直到最完善的地步。
In fact, I want you to notice from the book Adventist Home, page 53.
我要你看到在富林信徒家庭第53页。
The prophet is even more specific.
先知更加的明确说了。
It says, you are now in your student's life.
说你在一个青年学生的生活中。
Who is she talking to?
他对谁说的？
Students.
学生。
How many of you are students here?
你们这里谁是学生呢?
Now we all need to be students.
我们全部人都需要做学生。
But this is specifically talking about a student in the formative period of their life.
但是通常是说到青年学生就是在成长时候的学生。
The student that is not yet doing his life work but is still preparing for it.
还没在做终身工作的学生还在预备的学生。
You are now in your student's life.
你现在学生的生活。
Let your mind dwell on spiritual subjects.
让你的心意物要专注于属灵。
Keep all sentimentalism apart from your life.
勿要从你生命中隔绝一切唯情主义。
Give to yourself diligent self-instruction and bring yourself under self-control.
要你自己以警觉的自我训练，并要使自己能够发展。
You are now in the formative period of character.
你现在正在发展你的品格的时期。
In what period?
什么时期呢？
Are you awake tonight?What period? The formative period of character.
说到陶制你品格的时期。
And nothing with you is to be considered trivial or unimportant.
我们所有做的事不应该看为太小。
Which will detract from your highest, holiest interest, your efficiency in the preparation to do the work that God has assigned you.
让我们损坏我们最高尚、最圣洁的福利。足以消弱你为上帝所派的工作准备效能的事物。
Oh, young people, God lifts the standard so high. You know why?
年轻人，上帝有这么高的标准，为什么？
Because He loves you so much.
因为他如此的爱。
He doesn't want you to be hurt.
他不要你受伤害。
He doesn't want you to have less than the best.
他不要你得到最好之外的。
He has sweet plans for our lives.
他有给我们最好、最甜蜜的计划。
And I know that it's a high standard.
我知道是一个很高的标准。
But please remember that God knows best.
但是记得上帝的道路是最好的。
The Bible says in Isaiah 55 verse 8 and 9.
上帝在以赛亚书55章8节说。
For my thoughts are not your thoughts.
耶和华说我的意念非同你的意念。
Neither my ways your ways.
我的道路非同你的道路。
For as the heavens are higher than the earth.
天怎样高过地
？So are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
照样，我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
God's standard and God's plan is higher than what we can ever imagine.
上帝的标准，他的道路比我们能够想象的还高许多。
So remember, young people, God knows what's best.
所以记得，上帝知道什么。
Follow His plan, we will be the happiest.
当我们照着他的计划进行时，什么都能够最好。
In the meantime.
暂时
we can be completely satisfied and fulfilled with Christ alone.
我们可以完全满足于耶稣基督。
Can you say amen?
可以说 amen 吗？
And so number six now.
所以第六点。
We must know and begin our life work before we can get married.
你们要知道并开始我们人生的工作之前 之后我们才能结婚。
We don't know it.
如果我们不知道的话
or if we haven't begun it,
或者我们还没有开始的话
the best thing for us to do,
我们最好做的一样事
is continue to let God prepare us for those things.
就是继续让上帝预备我们
Now, I know that there are opposite examples of this, but remember, this is the ideal that we're studying this evening.
我们现在学习到的是最佳最好的
So now Adam is ready.
现在亚当已经预备好了
He senses his need toAnd he wants companionship.
他感觉到需要，他需要一个伴侣。
But we're only on number six.
但是我们只是在第六点。
There's one step left.
还有多一个步骤，多一个要。
Before Eve shows up upon the scene.
直到夏娃出现。
What is that last step?
最后一个步骤是什么
？Notice now, chapter 2, verse 21.
啊，创世纪二章二十一节说。
And then we'll end with this, and we'll take a short break.
我们会以这个结束，然后我们就会做一个短短的。
Are you enjoying the word of God?
你在享受上帝的话语吗？
Let's review very quickly.
我们非常快的复习。
Step number one.
第一个步骤
The Lord God took the man.
上帝将那个人拿起
来。That means that who's in control?
就是说谁在掌控中？
God.
上帝在控制。
Step number two.
第二个步骤
When he's in control,
当他在控制时
What does he make us?
他把我们造成什么样呢？
A true man.
真正的大人，男人。
And a true woman. Step number three.
第三个步骤
He places man in the Garden of Eden.
他把人放在伊甸园中。
Which means that man has a what?
就是说人们有什么？
A place of his own.
有个居住的地方。
Step number four.
第四个步骤。
To dress it and to keep it.
来帮他护理管理。
Man knows his what?
人们知道什么呢？
Help me out tonight.
帮助我。
He knows his.
他知道什么呢？
Life work and life calling.
呼召还有他的工作。
Step number five.
第五个步骤。
God restricts the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
上帝限制善恶之果。
Because he's trying to teach man.
他教导人们。
The lesson of.
如何什么呢？
Humility.
谦虚。
And submission.
和顺服的教训。
Step number six.
第六个步骤。
Man doesn't have a legitimate need for a wife.
人们没有需要一个伴侣。
Until he does what?
直到他怎样呢？
He begins his life work.
直到他开始他终身的工作时。
But even after that, young people.
但是就算这个过后。
God had to do one last thing.
上帝还要做最后一件事。
Verse 21.
二十一节。
And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam.
耶和华神使他沉睡。
And as he slept, he took one of the ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof.
他就睡了，于是取下他一条肋骨，又把肉合起。
And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he woman and brought her to the man.
耶和华神就用那人身上所取的肋骨，造成了一个女人，领他到那人跟前。
Notice what happened.
看看亚当
When Adam had a deep desire for companionship,
当亚当需要深深的需要一个伴侣时
What did God do?
上帝做了什么
He put him to sleep.
把他使他入眠
Young people,
年轻人
When you feel your hormones pulsating through your body,
当你觉得你的荷尔蒙在你的身体内
When you feel a strong desire for companionship,
在身体内非常强烈的运行，你非常想要伴侣时。
You need to let God do for you what He did to Adam.
你要让上帝对你做他对亚当做的事情。
You need to go to sleep.
你需要去睡觉。
Amen. Amen. You need to go to sleep.
你需要去睡觉。
Step number seven.
第七个步骤。
Adam goes to sleep.
亚当去睡觉了。
Can you imagine if he didn't go to sleep?
你可以想象他如果没有去睡觉，
He would have followed those desires.
他就跟着这些欲望
Looking all around for a companion
到处找他的伴侣
Would he have found one?
他会找到吗
Yes or no?
会吗
What would he have found?
他会找到谁
Maybe the closest thing like a monkey or something
他可能会找到猴子还有什么
And he would not have been satisfied
他就不会被满足
You see young people that's exactly what happens to us
朋友啊这就是我们应该发生的事情
we may be ready in God's eyes
我们可能在上帝眼中预备好
we may have the first six steps
我们可能有前六个步骤
but if we follow our own desire and try and look for us a mate
但是如果我们跟着自己的欲望去找自己的伴侣
we will not find the one that God has intended
我们不会找到上帝要给我们的伴侣
and, we'll end, and as a result we'll end up being with a monkey
我们可能最后就和一个猴子在一起
that's what happens
这就是发生的事啊
That's why there are so many broken homes, broken marriages, and broken lives.
所以有什么都破碎的婚姻破碎的家庭破碎的
So step number seven.
第七个步骤
Go to sleep.
去睡吧
What does sleep represent though?
睡代表什么呢
In the Bible, what does sleep represent?
圣经里睡代表什么呢
Death.
死亡
That's exactly what we need to do.
这就是我们应该做的事
We may be ready.
我们可能预备好
But don't follow your desires.
可是不要跟着自己的欲望
Put those desires to death.
把这欲望让它死去吧
And sleep in God.
然后在上帝里睡去
Rest in the fact.
在上帝里休息
That he is working it out.
因为他在运行一切
Wait on the Lord.
在上帝上等候
Bible says in Psalms 25 and verse 21.
所以圣经在诗篇25章21节说
We need to pray this prayer, church.
我们需要祷告是祷告
Let integrity and uprightness preserve me.
愿纯全正直保守我
For I wait on thee.
因为我等候你
So step number seven, the last step.
第七个步骤, 第七个要点,
in the seven single essentials.
在第七个单独要点中,
rest and wait for God's perfect timing.
休息等待上帝完美的时机,
whenever those desires are overwhelming,
当这些欲望前来时,
say, Lord, I pray that you'll take these the desires away.
说主啊把这些欲望拿掉,
help me to die to these desires.
帮助我对这些欲望,
help me to die to self.
帮助对自己死亡,
and as we sleep,
当我们睡时,
God is at work.
上帝在工作,
as Adam is sleeping,
当亚当睡觉时,
God is taking that prime rib from his side,
上帝将他的肋骨拿出,
creating the perfect companion.
造出完美的伴侣.
Young people, I want you to know that there's good news.
人们我要你知道有好消息.
While we are waiting, God is working.
你在等待时候, 上帝在工作.
Working on us.
在我们身上工作.
But he's also working on that future spouse.
他也在你的伴侣, 你未来伴侣上工作.
He knows the one who is best for us.
他知道谁是你最好的伴侣.
And in his perfect timing,
而在他完美的时候,
he will bring you together.
他会把你们带在一起.
And friends, the Bible says
而你圣经说,
that he makes all things beautiful
他将所有事, 所有的事物都完美,
in his time.
在他的时候,
can we trust him?
我们可以相信他吗?
Yes or no? Can we trust God?
可以吗?
Yes, we can trust him.
我们可以相信他.
Wait on the Lord.
因为我们要等候上帝.
You will be satisfied.
我们就会满足.
How many of you want to, by God's grace, wait on the Lord?
你们需要等候上帝, 靠着上帝的恩典.
You know, sometimes it's not easy.
有时候非常的不容易.
Our emotions and our hormones are so strong.
我们的情感, 我们荷尔蒙这么的强烈.
But if you notice,
但是如果你注意,
Adam didn't just fall asleep.
亚当根不是只是睡一次睡.
It says the Lord caused a deep sleep to come upon him.
是耶和华神,
in other words, it is not humanly possible to deny these desires. But it is supernaturally possible. Can you say amen? Do you want to follow God's perfect plan? If so, I invite you to stand with me as we close with prayer.
如果你要的话,
Father in heaven, thank you, Lord, for teaching us in this part of the study about your perfect preparation for courtship and marriage. Father, I know that this is a high standard. And it should be because your thoughts are higher than ours.
但那应该是因为你的意念比我们的意念高。
Your ways are higher than ours.
你的
So help us, Lord, not to lean on our own understanding. Help us that in all our ways we may acknowledge you, that you might direct our paths. And I pray for my friends here this afternoon. All those who are not yet married, that you'd help them to find their true fulfillment and joy in Jesus. For Lord, all we need is you. You are enough. Thank you for that, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.